them. That is BBC London's Anna O'Neill bringing us up to date. And actually listening to that was Sam Collard, partner at Osborne's Law, who specialises in cycling law. Firstly, if I could ask you, Sam, thank you for joining me on Radio London. What's your reaction to this story?
Yeah, I mean, it's another shocking story about a member of the public being injured by somebody on a Lime bike. I myself have dealt with quite a few of these cases, particularly I'd say over the last 6 months or so. And in terms of sort of people's rights when they find themselves in this situation, I guess what I'd say is actually if you're hit by somebody negligently riding a Lime bike or any other electric bike that you can hire, you're actually in a slightly stronger position than you would be if you were hit just by somebody on an ordinary bike. And, okay. and that's because all of when you sign up to hire a Lime bike, you get the benefit of their third party liability insurance, and so that means that anyone hit by somebody negligently riding a Lime bike can make a claim against that person, against that insurance policy, in the same way that you could if you were hit by somebody negligently driving a car.
I see.
So in terms of making a civil claim, you're actually in a slightly stronger position than you would be perhaps if you were hit by an ordinary cyclist.
So essentially what you're saying is with the law, when it concerns the law, when it comes to being knocked down over by an e-bike, that there are some elements there that an individual could go to the law for help.
Yes, I mean, certainly in terms of sort of criminal punishment, I think that's perhaps somewhere where the law needs to be modified. But in terms of making a civil claim, so a personal injury claim for claiming compensation for the injuries that you've suffered and any consequential losses, yeah, that there are definitely options open to you. Mm-hmm. Because when people sign up to hire these Lime bikes, they get the benefit of that third-party liability insurance.
What about then if it's someone who has not been registered to use the e-bike in the first place?
Yes, so that's a very good question. And I think we've probably all heard the noise that these Lime bikes make when people have hijacked them, essentially, and just started riding them. They make that loud squeaking noise. Mm. That's slightly more of a grey area. I mean, I'd still say it's for Lime bike to prove that has been the case, because these claims are made directly to Lime bike, if you like. So in the situation, in the example that we've been discussing, even if the identity of the individual who is riding the bike isn't known, it would still be possible to make a claim directly to Lime bike and they would send it to their insurers. And in that situation, if the bike had been hijacked, I think the burden there would be on Lime to sort of show that.
Do you have much of an understanding just around dangerous cycling and legislation? We heard earlier from our reporter, Anna O'Neill, that, you know, the government really at this point is looking at updating legislation that is over 160 years old.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct, and I think there's a lot of work to be done regarding modern cycling and the laws of the road, and it sort of links to the laws regarding e-scooters as well, which sort of seem to fall into an area that hasn't been properly legislated for. I think politicians need to sort of get to grips with the fact that cycling really has changed a great deal in the last 5 years, with electric bikes and electric scooters that it can be quite powerful, being available for people to ride without any sort of qualification or licensing.
Pleasure having you here on BBC Radio London this afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Sam Collard, partner at Osborne's Law, who specialises in cycling law. Lyme spokesperson has told the BBC they were deeply shocked and saddened about, and their thoughts are with the individual involved in her and her loved ones. They say the majority of Lyme riders use our service responsibly and incidents like this are rare. However, individual rider behaviour is not always within our control. Lyme takes incidents of this nature very seriously and has well established systems to help us work closely with the police. In this case, the incident was not reported via our dedicated law enforcement reporting portal, which exists to help us share customer data with the police in a way that's compliant with UK law. We'll continue to work alongside law enforcement bodies in London to ensure these types of incidents are dealt with quickly and appropriately. If you would like to share your thoughts just around, e-bikes, are they becoming a nuisance in London? What's your experience been? 0800 731 2000.